Hillary, I'd like to give you a chance to say a little bit about yourself, however much you want to tell us, and particularly, you know, how you came to work with Nestle, and what kinds of things you actually do in the company right now.
Well, I think I tend to agree with Matthew that it's not about individual personalities. You know, we are here as company reps. I came originally from Liverpool, but I'm not sure that too many details about me personally are of vast interest to you. In terms of my career, I actually started off in the public sector, and my husband worked for a charity, so I actually have seen both sides. And when I worked in the public sector, I perhaps didn't have a particularly good image of business due to lack of knowledge. And at one stage worked for a public utility that was close to privatisation. And I have to say, some of the rawest capitalism I have ever seen was in a pre-privatised utility. And I'm not surprised that some of them got into quite a lot of difficulties afterwards. Anyway, I moved on from there to a multinational in the northeast. And one of the things that struck me when I arrived was went over to the staff canteen, and there were lots of elderly people queuing outside, an absolutely enormous queue, and it was the same every day. And in speaking to the site manager, he said, "Oh yes, we're very much a part of the community. We serve subsidised meals here, so we just keep the canteen open for anybody in the community who wants to come in after the staff have finished." And they did this every day, so they basically subsidised cheap meals for all the people in the local community. And there are a lot of other examples of this particular company working in the community, not publicising it in any way, but just very much a part of the community. In 1990, I then joined Rowntree Macintosh. Had been acquired by Nestle in 1988, but at that stage was still reporting separately into Switzerland, and came into a company with a very strong history of sort of community involvement. And I think began to realise that, yes, there are some bad guys out there amongst companies, but there are also some companies who do try to work within society. And yes, they're there to make a profit, but do also work to put something back. And in the case of the Rowntree Company, a very active community programme that we continue under Nestle UK. Going back in history, they were the first to provide things like, I think I'm right, things like canteens, model villages, that sort of thing. So I came to Rowntree Macintosh, now Nestle, in 1990, and I'm now head of corporate affairs, so I'm sort of proud to have the responsibility in my department of the community relations programme in Nestle UK. And we support we have over 15,000 requests for donations, and we were able to support about 4,000 of those and spend about £1 million. Mostly on things that don't get publicised. Often it's very sort of small donations that our factory managers perhaps give out in their local community, and you know, it's that just goes up into the community. And as I say, there isn't publicity. So I think I've moved from perhaps when I worked in the public sector having a quite a sort of one-dimensional view of business to realising that it's actually more complicated, and that yes, there can be bad guys, but the business can contribute. I think in terms of this issue, one of my responsibilities is also dealing with the infant formula issue in the UK, and it's particularly, people in the UK are particularly vociferous on this issue. And what I've found when I've gone out to meet students or meet with the public, we attend the party conferences, for example, is that, you know, I became struck by the fact that people, you know, their information would very often be based on things that had happened in the 60s or 70s, and they didn't realise that the issue had moved on. And Nestle's been quite quiet in communicating. It hasn't really communicated what has happened on this issue. It's been sort of quite defensive, I think, on this issue. And so a lot of people in the UK don't realise, for example, that the practice of milk nurses stopped many years ago. They perhaps think we're still advertising infant formula, and they don't realise how the debate and the agenda have moved on. So in many cases, often the people that I speak to and meet, it's about trying to sort of bring them up to date and separating out some of what's become almost mythology about the company from what are the actual facts.